Bread of the Bone here, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of classic acid acoustic rock, hard rock, progressive rock, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and everything from my vinyl collection as I burn them to digital. Another Brad's Vinyl show right now coming at you. And I've got today the Los Angeles band Wall of Voodoo. That's right, Wall of Voodoo. Wall of Voodoo, founded by Stan Ridgway. Back in the 70s. Yeah, using, the Ring of Fire, actually, song they redid. And this is actually an EP. This EP came out before their first LP, which was actually called Dark Continent. I have that too on Brad's Vinyl. Love the mysterious sounds of Wall of Voodoo. Mark Moreland on guitar, Chaz T. Gray on keyboards, Bruce Moreland on bass, Stan Ridgway, and the rest. Now, this EP came out in 1980, and it was kind of their first, pretty much their first studio release, and contains one of their best-known tracks, Ring of Fire, of course, which is a cover of the Johnny Cash song. However, this features some really interesting guitars and synthesizers and distorted guitars and the whole bit, so you'll like that one, I bet. It's kind of a short show today. We've got an EP being an extended play record, so it's not a full-length LP. Let's head right on into Brad's Vinyl here and the first EP by Wall of Voodoo right now on Brad's Vinyl.
With long arm, this business just a pattern, and that is all. Taking off on a midnight flight, the airline ticket in his hand held tight. All around destination oblivion, can I get that little box at the city gun, sir? No, that's all right, mister, hold it right here. I'll need it later on when I'm up in the air. And one false move will give it all away. Just one false move will give it all away.
Interesting little transitional instrumentals there between the tracks. I am Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs. And if you're listening on Kill Radio, thank you. If you're listening on a podcast, also thank you. So this is a EP, as we were discussing, the first EP released by Wall of Voodoo, Standard Ridgeway, back in 1980. And we just heard side A. That was Long Arm, followed by The Passenger. And then, there's a little transition synthesizer between those two tracks as well. It's kind of cool. Oh, The Passenger. Obviously, if you listen to the words, it's a sound about a suicide bomber. And he talks about, his hands are white on the box he holds, or he grips, and no one knows that it's their last trip. Yeah, Wall of Voodoo EP. And then the first track on there, Long Arm, it's very industrial. It sounds like a song about a guy, working in a factory, and his arm pulls down the machine that puts the lids on the cans. And whatever. That's cool. Anyways, they're considered a new wave group, actually. And right out of Los Angeles, like I was saying earlier, they really didn't get well known until their best hit later in 1983, Mexican Radio. And I do have that LP as well. Full synthesizer-based new wave music. And we'll be right back.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal. Your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Wall of Voodoo. Oh, what else? Well, Standard Ridgeway, the vocalist and also harmonica player. And they, I guess they were big on the Hollywood punk scene, playing at the Mask in Hollywood. And Mark Moreland joined in and jamming with Standard Ridgeway. What else do we want to say about them? Well, you know, we've got some more coming up on the B-side of the EP. A remake of the very popular and well-known Ring of Fire, of course, by Johnny Cash. And let's just head on into the B-side right now, I guess, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
We'll be right back. bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is sweet when hearts like ours beat. I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Yes, it burns, burns, burns.
Thank you.
Head, oh my head. Stop the phone from ringing. Wow, that's Grandma's house. And maybe that's what Grandma's house sounded like when you're there and you're high. I don't know. But that's side B of Walla Voodoo's EP. And I'm Brad of the Bone. We started out with Can't Make Love to the Girls of the City or the Boys of the City. Well, it is Los Angeles, after all. Followed by a really cool instrumental, Struggle, called Struggle. And you hear a woman in the background. Kind of sounds like bubbling vat of hot water. And maybe some cannibals are capturing her, getting ready to put her in the soup. I don't know. You can make what you want out of that. And then, of course, the infamous timeless Ring of Fire remake, Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, moving into, well, according to Wiki, the second half of Ring of Fire features kind of a dissonant guitar solo that's a cover sort of to the theme of the old 1966 film Our Man Flint. So I'm dating myself there. Some of you may have been alive yet in 1966. But that's where that came from. And finishing up, of course, with Grandma's House, which we just discussed. The name Walla Voodoo coming from, well, before the first gig, actually, there was a reference made by a band member of Fibonacci's. I don't know if I pronounced that wrong. Some of the soundtracks that Ridgway and Moreland had created. And Ridgway jokingly compared the multiple drum machine at and the Farfisa organ recordings to Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. Wall of Sound. So Joe Berardi commented it and said, it sounded more like a wall of voodoo. And guess what? The name stuck. So that has been their name ever since. Walla Voodoo, of course, Stanley Ridgway going out on his own solo and moving on and forward. Walla Voodoo opened for Oingo Boingo during their Nothing to Fear tour in Santa Barbara at the Arlington Theater back in 1983. And Stanley, you know, Ridgway said it was getting increasingly chaotic, you know, with all the drug use and everything. And things getting a little out of control. The band started to kind of come apart then, which is a shame. But Ridgway did go on to a fairly successful solo career, including appearing as a guest vocalist on Rumblefish, on a track on the movie Rumblefish. And then, of course, releasing his big debut solo album, The Big Heat, which includes this really cool single, Camouflage. I've got that too, but it's not in vinyl. It's on digital. And, oh, Camouflage is an awesome track. Well, anyways, we hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl and the very first recording, studio recording, the EP, Wall of Voodoo, back from 1983. Thanks for listening to another Brad's Vinyl on Brad of the Bone. We'll see you next time.